No, I've always thought it would be very interesting to do a diary that way, because the business of sitting down and writing really implies a form.
Yes.
And one has to really work at it.
Also, it has the documentary quality of the voice you had there, the mood you were in. A bit can be understood through graphology and sound, but not enough. And this is complete. Street noise. Somebody interrupts. But the dialogue is recorded, somebody comes in. Also, the long pauses, when you are talking alone to yourself, the monologue. Well, essential thing is this, that if you talk to yourself out loud, you are afraid of insanity, it's a symptom of being cranky. So. But this is, by the way, the reason people who live alone have a dog. Or some of them have even a wife, so they can have a monologue without being insane. The same thing with the microphone. You talk to it, but it's not like you are making the public speech on microphone. Televised or something. It's mumbling to yourself. Of course you put it in a form. What happened in Washington was interesting because they had an artificial life. I was like a collage there for a certain time. And whatever happened had the quality of the fiction. I was seeing brand new people, new houses, everything there before. So I had it inside of the prophet of seeing these things. And I also had to explain to myself what happened. Invent brand new concepts and ideas and so on, because this was the experience of a immigrant being there. So I would discover things that to the natives were common, but not to me. So I'm going to do it again when I'll be in this condition.
Now, listen, what I want to catch up on with you is what happened. You went to Ethiopia.
I went to, oh yes.
This past winter.
We continued this suspense, this interesting feuilleton.
Really?
This installment, the second installment, yes.
Right?
Well, after I left you, all sorts of things happened. Where'd they go? I went to Kenya, matter of fact. This was my base. I went to Kenya, and I met there a crocodile man, biologist who shoots crocodiles. He shot 300 crocodiles that year.
You had met him by plan, or just accidentally?
Well, he had wanted to get in touch with me for his own reason. He thought I was a crocodile lover because I drove them often. But I explained to him that these crocodiles were really a symbol of dragons for me. And the truth is that the crocodile is the equivalent of a dragon. Now, he thought, as a conservationist, a crocodile lover, that he was going to have a nice croc talk with me. And it turned out I was an intelligent, a bright man, a biologist and a hunter. Was in charge of cutting up crocodiles, find out what they ate after he shot them. He tasted even the meat of the crocodile, disgusting as you can imagine. And he advised me to, he couldn't come with me. We'll go next year, we'll go to Lake Rudolph for the real stuff to see. But this time I went to Murchison Falls in Uganda. White Nile, and I saw lots of crocodiles together with giraffes and hippos and lions and monkeys and everything you could imagine. What I find out about the